Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, and your dream is JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
Live from Studio C in downtown Fukuoka, Japan, this is Footy Prime's 500th episode spectacular!
500 episodes, it's time to start the show. Who thought we'd be here now? 500 episodes, 500. Where's Danny Dicchio? We replaced him with Jimmy Brand. There's James Sharman and Daniel Wong. Gregory Forrest, his torso's long. And Amy Walsh makes us all look spectacular. Then there is JC, what the fuck is wrong with him? 500 episodes, who really thought we'd go this long without being arrested?
You're coming up to me, young man.
500 episodes, let's start this fucking show. The audience is already lost in train.
They're going to something else.
Hey, thanks for the almost 5 years and 500 episodes of Footy Prime the podcast. I don't know how you're still here, but you are, and we appreciate it. Let's get this party started.
Oh, my phone died.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. 500.
That's very funny, Prime.
500 shows, woo! Everyone. What the fuck? How did we manage that?
I don't know.
How did we manage this? It's taken this long, though, 500 shows for Amy Walsh to actually make an effort.
There it is.
Look at her. Look, she looks absolutely beautiful today. Look at her. She's got a ball gown on, done the hair, done the makeup. Dubs. Thank you. We're all benefiting from your
Dubs is going to the local Sears to get her glamour shot with her family.
That's great.
I see Jimmy's put on a horrible shirt, which must have been bought for a joke at some point, some bad party.
No, it actually wasn't, Charms. Oh, I actually bought it because it was quite cool and trendy at the time.
Got it right
at the time.
It wasn't, though, was it, Jimmy?
It you couldn't took his Christmas tree down and wore it.
Oh, look, it's flowers. Look. Look at it.
Yeah, no, we're looking at it, all right. It's just disgusting.
It smells like potpourri.
It matches your sigh.
JC's wearing a bow tie in his head.
Well, actually, this is what, Dubs, you know what this is? It's what you wear when you're to hold your hair back whilst you wash your face, apparently.
Oh. Well, it's way more stylish than what I own to do that. So well done, you. It's a bow.
It's a bow.
It is a bow.
A pretty bow, because I deserve it.
Oh, I see.
You do deserve it more
Thank
than anyone.
You, Dubs. pretty well for me.
Dubs, did JP or the kids go, Mom, what are you getting all gussied up for? And did they use the word gussy?
They definitely did not use the word gussy, but I came downstairs at like 20 past eight. And JP was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Did he use the word hussy?
No.
Gussy hussy?
No, but I'm going to from now on. But I said to him, I was telling Sharms when we first came on, I said I was either going to go full kit or I was going to dress up. And then it was you saying you were going to wear a bow tie that
I couldn't find it
to the fancy side. And then you show up in fucking Puma.
Which is great, by the way.
Yeah.
We love Puma. We love Puma. Sure. But yeah, a bit disappointing, to be honest with you.
Sorry.
I'm wearing the ugliest sports necktie I could find. This is the one that I hate wearing the most. I thought it's kind of symbolic.
Polyester?
I don't know. It's probably very expensive, actually. Ooh. Probably. But it would go well with Jimmy's shirt, actually, to be honest with you. Right. Kind of floral, right?
Oh.
Is that Paisley? Is that what Paisley is?
Yours?
No.
No, it's not Paisley?
No.
That's not Paisley.
No, anyway, it's horrible.
But you're right, though. Stay away from a flame because that will go up in a second.
It will. It will. I'm just stunned, everyone, that we've got a 500th show. All those years ago, just pre-COVID, we started this thing. And I remember Craig, Danny Dicchio, and myself in studio at Sportsnet, Craig. And we're thinking, fuck, this ain't going to end well. We hear the zones born, the bidding for the rights, the prem, and we see the writing on the wall, but we want to stay relevant. We say, we should do a podcast. You know, I keep pushing it. We should do a podcast. We should. And it was really important back in those days in that conversation, Craig, that we said, it can't be, with respect to traditional broadcast, it can't be anything like that. It just can't. It has to be a bunch of people going down the pub, having a few pints and shooting the shit. But it took a while to get to that point. That's easier said than done when you're so used to talking in a broadcast manner. So you said, let's do it, Shams. And then you came back from a weekend and you said, I was hanging out with my buddy Dan Wong. Do you know Dan Wong? I said, no, I don't know Dan Wong. And you said, he seems really interested. Like, he said, we should do it. And he could help out. He's experienced in the media business. And then we met for a pint. And me and Wonga just fell in love at first sight, basically. And the rest, I guess, is kind of history. It was born. Deitch, Craig, myself, Wonga over a coffee in the kitchen eggplant talking to JC. A very, little comment. Hey, do you mind doing a quick voiceover for us? I think it was,
Wonga? Yeah.
And then JC joined the family. And then...
And Jimmy was our second. Remember, Jimmy was second our second guest.
Yeah, he was. He was, and we thought, man, there's some potential with that kid, but he's in the coaching ranks. We'll never see him again.
It took me 3 years to get his email because I had to go through York United's media person when I was setting up Jimmy to come in.
Big time Charlie.
Oh,
big time Charlie.
Was that, was that Thomas when he was like 9 years old?
Thomas Hewitt?
Yeah.
But yeah, we've changed. We've come along. You know, Deitch left. Jimmy joined us full time. B was with us for a long time there. And then we had Dubs on. And we thought, well, Amy, she's really good. But she needs a nickname. And we can't bring her on until she gets a nickname. We gave her a nickname. And then she joined. And then she came full time. And before you know it, it's the six of us.
Yeah. We couldn't get rid of her.
No.
It's like bed bugs.
It's like that guest at the party. Like, it's 4 a.m. It's like, oh, you really have to leave now.
Yeah.
Like, actually, that's Craig. Craig will stick around. He'll lurk around, see if there's anything to stare at.
Yeah. Not wrong.
But I think we've come a long way. I think we should be quite proud of ourselves, don't you, Craig? Are those initial conversations and where it's grown to?
I don't think there's anything soccer-related in Canada that's lasted that long. Soccer's where... it comes to diet in Canada.
Oh, Christ.
My God.
Well, on that note, pivot. What is
back
the point?
To the podcast. Go back to the days where it was all beginning. Come on. Be positive. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm positive. I think it's amazing. I think it's absolutely incredible how it's actually developed. It's been absolutely a brilliant ride. Lots of fun. Great guests over the time.
And we're just getting started, right?
You guys, therapy, the whole works has been absolutely amazing. Love doing what I do with you guys.
Well, Dubs, did you enjoy us as much as we enjoyed you in that first show?
Yeah, I did.
Look at the dress he has on. Of course you did.
Yeah, because I listened to one episode for context. I didn't know about you guys. I didn't listen. And I heard you sound really far removed from the current generation when you're asking Julia Grosso questions. And I thought, these guys are not hip, but they're not trying to pretend that they are. And they're very funny. And then I came on and immediately corrected your pronunciation of Cinci. Mm-hmm. We've been calling her Cinci for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I try to remind you at least once a week. But yeah, no, I loved it. I loved the banter. I loved that you guys didn't take yourselves too seriously, but that you managed to sneak in a little bit of insight. And yeah, I think I didn't leave that show thinking maybe I could be on there one day, but I just thought that was really fun. And maybe I'll do it another time. And then I listened to you guys after that pretty regularly. And then maybe there was a little bit of FOMO. Mm. So yeah.
Costanza.
Jimmy, when you joined us, obviously, you know, deep in the coaching ranks. If you were told then that actually, if you fast forwarded, you know, 3 years, 2 years, this would be the main income for you. How would you react?
I was thinking to myself, you couldn't pay me enough to do that shit. Yeah. And then sure enough.
Yeah. Not lacking now. Options.
Yeah.
Still not paying you enough.
No, but I think when you guys asked me to come on that first time, we had a good laugh. Banter was awesome. And then that's where after we were kind of going back and forth saying, yeah, let's go. I'll come back on again. And, you know, we all had a good laugh when I came back on again. And then it was kind of like, oof, there's something in this. You know, it's because it's so different to every other podcast, where Dubs is right. We don't take ourselves too serious. We take the piss out of ourselves, out of each other. We have a good laugh and then we give some good insight into the game that we all love, which is football. So it's, love the blend that we have. I love the camaraderie, how good we all bounce off of each other. Our supporters club that we've built, they're amazing.
I love how you just took credit for the supporters club. Yeah, exactly. Like the supporters club that we've built.
Well, we built. Yep. Look, if there's no show, there's no supporters.
Yep.
So collectively,
there's no supporters, there's no show.
It's community, this, right?
Yeah.
It's a community we built.
Both ways.
Yeah, right.
We built together.
Yeah. We built it together. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's amazing to see how far the show has come and where we are today.
Wonga, you just stepped out, but you missed Craig saying that in Canada, soccer is where everything comes to die.
Mm.
Perhaps you can build off that.
If you're looking at my T4, then yes, you can. Look, we soccer is number five. When we were at the FIFA thing, the FIFA event, I was talking to Glenn Johnson from CPL, and I just said, "Hey, look, we have to admit where soccer is in Canada. It's sport number five. It's behind all these other established sports." But there's so much opportunity. And I always remind people that it's this little train that could approach that makes things come alive. And I would use us as a microcosm for that. We found our voice. We found some listeners. And then we found a community. And by being inclusive, without dick bags and ass wipes, and even though there were a few, we created a community, and I have to say I was very affirmed on Thursday at that FIFA Empire Club event, because people wanted to talk to us, and they realized we have a space within not only the Canadian infrastructure, but in the North American infrastructure, and that's kind of how we want to roll. We realize that we are in an underserved community, and we're going to serve that community, and to the best of our ability, bring all of our styles across the board to it, from JC's opening to Dubs's dress up once every year. We're going to be there, you know, and look, we're going to be covering the FIFA World Cup in Canada for the second time, because 2015 was the first time.
Hopefully. Well done, Dan Wong.
Yes. And we'll hold people
will hold people account to account. And that's really important. No one's been held to account in Canada ever about this sport. So we're in a place where we can do that now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we've got big things coming up, right? I mean, first 500 was great. Moving forward very soon, our website launches, where it'll be a good little destination for all our content and more content. We'll have swag to be bought on that website. We have live shows. At some point this year, we're really working hard behind the scenes. In fact, that to the point that me and Wong have a meeting scheduled with each other to talk about that.
Yeah,
we just did that now. Now it's scheduled, by the way. That's as far scheduled. As it's gone. But we're doing that, though.
Can I just add something? It's rather hokey, and I don't want to get too sentimental, but like when you leave the game, what you miss the most, and Forrest and Jimmy and I have talked about this, and I'm sure you guys have felt it in different areas of your life too, but what you miss the most are the relationships with people and that camaraderie and the dressing room kind of banter and atmosphere, right? And so what I feel about what Footy Prime is it's a chance for all of us to bounce off one another, but to truly be ourselves. And it's, again, I'm going to quote Brené Brown, but there's a difference between fitting in, so you're adjusting and you're taking something out of yourself in order to slot in somewhere, right? Don't hold your comments. But but belonging is where you can truly be yourself and be part of something bigger than you actually are. And that's what I feel like Footy Prime is. It's really belonging as my true self and all of you guys being your true selves, not Sportsnet Charms or One Soccer Jimmy or whatever, you know, or Sportsnet Forest or Eggplant Wonger or one of the
voices that
emoji one has, right?
My OnlyFans site.
Yeah. Or TSN Amy. You know, it's always a muted version of yourself or you're having to adapt ever so slightly. And here is a chance for all of us, I think, to express ourselves, be the best version of ourselves, but our true selves.
And that's why it's great being independent, so we can do whatever we want. That being said, we're available to the highest bidder.
Can I also say I've been tasked to write something for our new website that's going to be launching in the next couple of weeks. And
You've asked yourself.
I've asked myself, and I asked Amy and Sharms to do the same for our first three blog posts. And Amy just stole my metaphor of the locker room that I was writing last night. You son of a bitch.
Yes.
Well, speaking of
why I'm better than Wonger, my first blog post.
Thank you. Speaking of website, a big part of this website will be the supporters club. They become such a big part of what we do here, and they hold us to task, that's for sure. So we've got a very special guest to join us right now. I didn't know she was joining us, actually, so I'm so excited about this. Carrie Ryan, the brains behind the Footy Prime supporters club, is all her fault. Carrie, welcome. First time, hello. Not the last time, to Footy Prime.
Welcome, Carrie.
Happy 500.
Yeah.
God. Amazing. October 1st, 2019. 9-0 in bitter retirements.
Yes.
That's right.
Seems like yesterday.
Is that when you discovered us, or were you along the pathway?
I was a little later, but not by much. But, you know, we all know none of us would be here from the Supporters Club if it wasn't for Jimmy Brennan. So thank you, Jimmy. You created us. It was great. Full credit.
You are welcome.
I really thought there was a story coming there. But well done, Carrie. Well done.
All Jimmy.
You beautiful babies.
Papa Jimmy, we call him.
Gross.
Papa Jimmy. Sounds like a condom or something, doesn't it? I could sell them.
You're right.
Pizza chain, Papa Jimmy's.
I wouldn't be going there. Do not eat the wings.
You guys are so early for Carrie to go there.
Yeah, she's up early.
Or is it late?
So many.
Ah, nice. So tell us, Carrie, how did the whole supporters club come to be to begin with?
It's Chris Work's fault. So we started chatting on Twitter. There's a little group of us that just started chatting around the pod. You guys could probably see all the Twitter comments, and they looped into DMs. And then Chris Work had an idea one day of talking about one of the clubs and their supporters club. And he's like, hey, we should have a Footy Prime supporters club. And then I'm the get shit done person. So I'm like, ooh, I have a Twitter site for that.
Fuck, and we need one of those, Carrie. Oh, God. We're all the ideas, people.
Do we ever?
So it just kind of rolled from there. So it was Chris Rourke and Starkey, who we all know, and Scholes and Doug Simonite. We kind of started this snowball that has just rolled into this incredible, like you guys called it out, community, where we've touched a lot of different lives. Hold your comments, but really developed a pretty good network of a lot of people that just, you know, we have the one thing in common being footy, but it's evolved kind of beyond that as well. So it's been amazing. It certainly gave me a home. I've got, you know, the guys like Dave DiCola and Claudio taking care of me every time I come to Toronto by myself to wander into a very chilly BMO for a match. And yeah, it's just expanded from there.
But it was also very serendipitous, Carrie, that we also, all of us, got to celebrate the men's 2022 World Cup, correct? Like, or sorry, 2023 World Cup, because it brought us all together. Our 22, yeah, it was, wait a second, last year, year and a half.
Insight!
Sorry. But because of that, we were all, that's where we met you and Starks and Claudio and Dave and some of the Voyageurs. And it was really not only a great event, but a great touch point for us and a milestone for us. Because I think from there we realized, hey, we can create friendships within this community and grow it and have an opportunity to not only grow our community, but grow the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a really cool event for starters to get everybody together to watch. Yeah, the amazing World Cup. Have you live on the panel was incredible. I don't remember much about that night after the game, but I hear it was a really good time.
I have to tell a story. I arrived at, I think, 11:30, 12, and Carrie and Starks were already there, and I had a beer in my hand within about 2.5 minutes. And I was like, oh, all right, I guess I'm getting drunk for this panel. So it was a great afternoon.
That was a lot of fun.
You know what, you guys, you mean, obviously there's a lot of Voyagers within the ranks as well, right? And that's a great comparison, isn't it? Because I think Voyagers, footy primers, as football fans, as Craig kind of alluded to, we all have big chips on our shoulders because it is tough, right? You know, loving this sport in this country and all the challenges and brick walls we come up against continuously. It can be a real era of frustration, but then we all get together in any environment, be it on a podcast, be it at an event, wherever it's going to be, and we can just moan and whinge and feel good about it all together. And I think that's a big part of what the community does, because I listen to you guys, watch you guys, communicate with you guys on social. It's nice. It's a great release for all of us. Again, hold your comments.
It is. I know, too, even for us, we watch the matches together. There's a group of us. We have our own little dark web. And if I, you know, sleep in a bit on the West Coast and don't haul my ass out of bed till 7 a.m., I can look at that and see there's triple-digit messages going back and forth. So it's regardless of what anybody needs, we know we've got a little network across the country that somebody's always there to help.
And you've got your plans for the World Cup, your travel plans?
I do. I mean, tickets I don't think are even available till next year, but I have about 47 people coming to sleep somewhere in this 600 square foot condo that we share. Thomas and I have a road trip planned to Seattle. And yeah, we're anywhere that honestly WestJet flies, I'm going to do everything I can to be at a match. We've got my bestie from Halifax is going to join me on as many as he can. He's the guy that secures my Wanderers tickets for me every year. So we're going to be everywhere and latch on to the Voyageurs with all the work I know Rob and his team will do to get a good Canadian contingent wherever we can.
Is there one stadium or city that you really want to get to?
I mean, I guess if I got tickets to the final in New Jersey, that'd be okay.
Yeah, New Jersey, not New York.
It's New Jersey, yeah. VFC plays in Langley too. We'll get over it in about a minute. But yeah, it's any of them, honestly, Jimmy. I want to see Canada play, but just to go to any of those stadiums and to be at a final would just be off the rails, I think. It'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. I would love to go see the opening game at the Azteca.
I bet you that would be absolutely mental in there.
Well, listen, we got, what, 18 months of soda to become even more relevant and have opportunities. No pressure at all, of course. But listen, let's start moving towards that direction. Kerry, can you let people know, those that aren't aware, that how can they get in touch with the Supporters Club and become a member?
Yeah, membership is basically liking the pod. There's, there's no quiz, there's no dues. You want to hang with us, be a member, you know, to Wonger's point, you know, ass wipes and dick bags can not be there. But we've only had a couple. But yeah, find us on Twitter is the easiest. That's where we're most active. We do have our IG account as well. But if you search Footy Prime on Twitter, you will see Footy Prime SC right beside it. So that's where you can find us. DMs are always open, even if, you know, people are going to be dick bags and ass wipes sometimes. But anybody who has any questions or wants to connect with anybody, Twitter's the place to do it. And coming soon, we'll be on the website as well.
Is there a hazing period?
I think I'm still in it. It depends on what you bring to the show. Rhonda Brownlee, zero hazing. Right. Immediate impact she's in, but no, not at all.
I also forgot there was one other type of person, no fuck noses.
Oh,
so,
ooh, none of those fuck nose.
A good old fuck nose. A way to go, fuck nose. It's one of those people. Right. You just,
but man. Twats like the cola, always welcome.
Yeah. Always welcome.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And I also have to say, I was reading Footy Prime supporters, just their description in on Twitter. And it says, our brand, humor, sarcasm, and general shithousery. Get in. So I have to leave. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
You know what I love, actually? Now and again, you see a picture and you see someone wearing a Footy Prime hat. And we don't have any of these hats. They've just appeared organically. It's almost like what do you call it? A concert when you record a concert illegally. It's called a
bootleg.
Bootleg, yeah. Bootleg hats. I love it.
Counterfeit. I think
we can blame Kerry for that, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's boredom and a Vistaprint account. So yeah, we had some fun with that.
The intersection of all things great.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, what was it? Dick bags, arse wipes, and fuck noses. That'd be a great segment. We've got to figure out what that segment is. Mm. Maybe it's just like when we read out Pug Wizard's comments.
Yes.
That could be what it is. The latest 1 out of 5 review from Pug Wizard.
I feel bad about Pug Wizard just because I know he's sitting in his closet texting dark under his bed or something, like he's alone. Hey, Pugs, it's okay. Reach out to us. We're on your side.
Yelling, Mom, meatloaf. Meatloaf.
I think he could be a masochist. He loves the abuse. And he's you know, listening to these podcasts and go, oh, I hope they tear me a new one again.
And as we know who Pug Wizard is, as Amy said, it's Nesker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is.
Self-loathing.
Okay, so before, I mean, listen, this podcast today will go any direction we like, really. Is there anything you want to get to, like any proud moments from the last 500 shows or anything that stands out that you're particularly happy about this podcast, an episode, an interview, just general thoughts? Anyone?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I knew that would be the response.
There's so many eyes.
No one feels good about this at all. Oh my God.
Well, I have one. Rod's cast.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. A baby fucking was born right. From the ashes of this podcast. We're all very proud of that, like Dubs. That. All very proud of that.
Yeah.
But I remember a few of the episodes in the tent when the audio kind of worked, kind of didn't work.
Mm.
Passing mics around.
I'll come back to the broadcast for us. You go ahead.
But when the broadcast came around, it all changed.
It was very professional.
It was professional.
So professional.
Oh, you were going to go on, Amy, about the broadcast?
Yeah.
Don't I always, Dan Wong? Don't I always? But
the best part, you know what? The best insight and the best part of the broadcast is definitely when Rusty is feeding her kid. And then losing what point she was trying to make. And then just going, whatever. You guys continue. They're the moments I like from the broadcast.
Real highs then.
Yeah, real highs. But going back to the whole technology situation, most recently we did a tent episode just before Christmas. And it was a really good episode. And it will never, ever see the light of day. Right, Jimmy?
It was terrible.
It was rotten.
Oh, it'll come out.
Are you still working on it?
If
there's
if,
no
if
way Wonger, anything
if Wonger
come
can
out
come
of
up
that.
With the, I don't know where the, it was done on a little card. So if I ever get a hold of that card, I will do my darndest to get whatever is like legible off of it. And then when it's time for a lawsuit, I'll release it.
Yeah. That's the one, right? That gets us fired or canceled.
That's there a chance? The hot box.
Is there a chance that it's so bad it's good?
No.
Or no.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Sharms is always thinking that was horrible. Then he listens to something and goes, oh, that was reasonable.
It's been when I think we've had a really bad one, I'm frustrated at the end of the record, 4 days out of five. I'll re-listen. Actually, you know what? It was actually bearable. Hmm. Not good, but bearable. I like this moment.
The best part was after though, hitting Spadina and having $700 worth of Chinese food.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. We were fucking disgusting, weren't we? We ate so much food.
We ordered everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say one more thing about the broadcast? Probably annoyingly. I just want to say I've appreciated the chance to have a voice for women's football on here, but then to have our own space to do that, I think it's important in the Canadian soccer landscape to have that. And to be a part of it, I feel genuinely privileged. So thank you for that.
That's good, Dubs. That's going on what Forrest said. Everything in Canada soccer dies in Canada.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're announcing that the broadcast is being canceled next week. Thanks for coming.
You just lost half your supporters club.
Listen. With the female options on this show right now, Carrie and Dubs, would you call us modern progressive men?
Absolutely not.
No, come on.
Oh, come on. Look at the shirt and everything.
Because of the shirt, therein lies the problem, Jimmy man. Brennan. Come modern on. Man.
JC is wearing a power, head bow tie thingy.
JC is the most progressive of the bunch.
Why? Because he's got that shit in his head so he can wash his face?
Because he's Baby J.
Hey, thanks, Kerry, do you remember Nigel Nigelson?
Yes, I do.
You do. Let me ask you this.
Unforgettable.
Did you find him offensive?
It's really hard to offend me, Sharms. so I'm going to go hard no.
Right, because I think this, for 2024, JC, if you could have a little chat with no. with Nigel. I think we've got to bring Nigel back, don't you think, JC?
He's lurking. He's lurking. Him and Mike need to have a Mr. Tyson need to have a little sit down and discuss footy.
The funny thing about Nigel Nigelson, Danny Dicchio loved him and Craig Forrest hated him. It made Craig cringeworthy and gave Danny a boner. So it was Craig hated him. He just goes, it's freaking me out. He's too good at it. He said JC was too good at it.
Nigel was often, Craig was a target of Nigel's homoeroticism.
Yeah.
Right. Dicchio, by the way, I did text him. He didn't get back to me to come to the show.
I emailed him the link.
Oh, did you?
So you never know.
Snubbing us.
Too busy and getting set for preseason in Detroit.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, what a prick! But yeah, we'll get these on at some point. Other guests that we've had, we got Mike, you got Nigel. Who was your personal favorite?
That we've had on?
Yeah.
Well, I have one, absolutely, and that's Neil Razor Ruddock, which was the most off the rails, like just chaotic mess of all time. It was the best show. It was ridiculous. I didn't think it could possibly get crazier, and then it did.
Some of what we couldn't even put on.
Yeah,
that's the first time ever, and only time, isn't it? We cut stuff out.
Yeah. Well, Razor introduced us to his wife's breasts.
Yeah, it was the first time we had full frontal nudity on the show.
6 minutes of the show on the Zoom, on the record.
And then she came on, and then he told us to look at her tits.
Come on,
it was the most awkward thing in the world.
What we're going to do, actually, once the site launches very soon, we're going to essentially re-release some of the vintage pods, which you can re-listen to, including we'll do Razor. A, because it's great content. B, because we can now put commercials into it and make more money. So the more listeners we get, the better, right, Wunger? As we evolve.
Exactly. And even more than that, what we'll be doing, because we speak of contemporaneous things, we'll be cutting all the references to the matches that were out, and it will just be the green stories, the green context, all that kind of stuff. So
what is contemporary? What do you say?
Contemporaneous. It means happening at the same time. Yeah.
Contemporary? No.
Contemporaneous. Yeah.
Oh.
Carrie will know. That's not a word.
Holy shit. Totally. Fucking read a dictionary.
I just heard anus.
Yeah. $5 word, but it's a word.
don't you.
Carrie, do you have a favorite?
Carrie, you're supposed to back me up a little more than that.
All right. It's absolutely a word. And Wonger, you look great today. Have you been working out?
Yes, I have. You know. You know how to get to me. And just so you guys also know, Carrie, when she was creating her beginning of her swag empire, Wonger, do you have the latest... the latest logo. So it's all Carrie just going, oh, Vistaprint, what do you think? I go, do whatever you want, here's the logo. So Carrie, you've been amazing. You're an amazing friend, amazing team member, and we're super excited to be working with you, especially because Footy Prime Supporters Club has a space to run within the website. So we're going to be giving the keys to some of these people from the Footy Prime Supporters Club. Like it or not. We're not sure, but we'll see what happens.
God help you. Carrie Googles how to do a website.
Yes.
Now, the site should launch, though. We're hoping within, February the 13th, Wunger? Is that
what? Yeah, we're waiting. Man, maybe next week.
Maybe next week,
goes well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, it's going to be home for all our content. Be some bonus content on there as well. There'll be a blog that'll be regularly updated by at least three of us. Mm-hmm. We're going to try and push the other guys as well to contribute there as well. And I'm sure they will. So that's very exciting. But yeah, Carrie, thank you so much. You're brilliant. We're better off for you. And you guys do actually hold us accountable. And often when I'm putting down, rundowns together, I'm thinking of you guys as well, because you will call us out if we miss out certain things, especially Chelsea games.
Well, there's just two of us on that, but yeah, no, it's a great group. And I know I'm the voice on the pod today, but certainly none of it's alone. So huge thank you to the entire crew that supports the Supporters Club.
You should get a Supporters Club for the Supporters Club.
Right? Yeah. Somebody should get on that.
Yeah,
hey, absolutely. Chris, make that. Chris Rourke, get on it.
It should be someone from our team, and it'll never happen.
No, no, thank you so much. But yeah, you look back on the last number of shows, 500 shows. We had some great interviews with Vito Montagliani, John Herdman. Trevor Sinclair stands out to me. That was a great interview way back when. Mark Noonan's been very candid. David Clanahan, when the CPL was first born, Tommy Wilden Jr., Bobby Smyrniotis. We really, it's funny, when we first started out, it was very Premier League heavy, like English Premier League heavy. And it's still, in many ways our go-to league. But I think as it's evolved, we've hit far more of the Canadian angle, and that's grown into itself. And that's become really the essence, I think, of the show. And that's why we have these Hall of Famers on here, partly, because they can contribute insight that other people just can't contribute. I mean, Craig, imagine having Canadians talking about soccer issues that pertain to Canadian soccer, eh?
Imagine.
There's your chance, Craig.
No, I'm not going to have a go.
No? Okay. No. Okay.
I'm just so excited that yesterday after that big announcement day, it was quite amazing, actually. quite amazing. And we've obviously held the Women's World Cup. We've held some amazing events here. Going back to 2002, the Under-19 Women's World Cup really put us on the stage. That was a surprise. I remember Sepp Blatter being in the stadium in Edmonton, just blown away by the support of that actual tournament. That was the inaugural tournament that had turned into the U20 Women's World Cup after that. But yeah,
well, he was scalping tickets at the game, so that's why he was there.
Well, I said our current president has way better fashion sense than Sepp Blatter, right, Dubs?
Thank God.
Wow, that was something, wasn't it?
That gave us some content. Can I read Amy's? Amy, do you have yours out, or do you want me to read your?
No, do you have yours out, Wonger?
Exactly. What do you think?
I do, actually.
Wonger, don't stand up.
No, sit back down. Go ahead, Wonger.
Amy writes,
closer.
There's a picture of a photo of Infantino, which means childlike in Italian, just so you know. I looked it up. And he says, today I feel business casual. My favorite response to today I feel business casual was our friend Noel Carbone, who wrote, the outfit suggests that today he also felt like a giant lesbian.
And then did you see what I responded?
I do. You can't feel that way, Noel. It's not one of the 8 pre-approved FIFA messages. So, you know what? When people give us something to banter about, we will do it right till the end. Fantastic.
What do you make of the whole production there, Craig? So go ahead.
I just wonder that, you know, when he stood in front of the mirror before the big announcement day and he's looking at himself and he thought, yeah, this is the fucking one. This is the
He could have turned the fucking lights on though, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Before he got dressed. Oh.
He needed Beckham's closet, I think.
I thought Victor looked way more slick. Way better.
Yeah. Oh jeez, Amy's face.
What does that look for?
And hide her face.
Yeah, as Victor said, the country was going to be literally on fire. It's like, well, not really.
Well, you never know. It might be.
Let's hope not.
Maybe there's plans. FIFA's got big plans.
FanFest plans with fire, pyrotechnics.
It is exciting as hell, though, isn't it, Jimmy? 13 games. Are you surprised? I mean, we'd heard rumblings that Canadian fans would be pretty satisfied. And we were also told that the maximum number of games that Canada requested was 13.
Yeah,
and Canada could not do any more than that. Yeah. So I think as a Canadian fan, and the same number as Mexico too, it was incredible. And we should all be extremely happy with
those
matches.
Yeah, it's exciting times ahead. I wasn't surprised, Sharms, because we got told 2 days before that. So,
God, we've been sitting on that, haven't we? Hey? We respect the authorities that be that we can't, you know, break their code of silence, unlike some people.
Look, it is exciting times for football fans, even for people that aren't big football fans, because the World Cup does bring everybody together collectively. And I think Canada's going to be in for a real surprise during this World Cup. I think it's going to be absolutely electric across the country.
I don't think people realize how big it is. I don't think they understand. No. It'll be the biggest event that this country's ever seen.
Yeah. Well, didn't Victor say, was it the final or the last World Cup or something? 2/3 of the world actually watched it.
Yeah.
So 2/3?
Incredible.
What's the other third doing, for Christ's sakes?
Well, I don't think they have cable or satellite.
Oh, developing.
Longer.
They had my internet.
No wonder they weren't jerking off.
Yeah. Was no, that was cross-country skiing.
Oh, was it? Right, but I mean, it will be across Canada, right? Yeah, two cities have the matches. We know that, but it will be a cross Canada celebration. You would hope. FIFA, Craig, for all you know, their imperfections, they know how to put on a show, and they know they'll descend upon these three countries like an alien spaceship for that month, and take care of business, and then and zip off back into space where Gianni Infantino lives. But it'll be an incredible occasion.
Where he lives in tones of beige.
I think it's amazing what the three countries are doing, you know, all doing this together. It's been quite a collaboration, and a lot of that goes down to Victor Montaliani and CONCACAF and how they basically put that whole bid together, guaranteeing that they would actually win it, as opposed to just the U.S. going alone, which it sounded, though, originally that's what they wanted to do. of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be announcing where the 2027 Women's World Cup
will be. Oh, geez. There it is. And you're right. It should be announced. But why piss on our parade right now?
I think the other good thing, too, about this World Cup coming is that the infrastructure is in place. Where you look at other World Cups where they built these monstrosity stadiums, huge stadiums, and they just go to waste. So mm-hmm. I think that's why I always prefer them. And I think I said it before a while back. Like World Cups in North America are perfect because they don't have to change too much. They don't have to develop too much because everything is here.
Well, Vancouver gets the extra game, and rightly so, I think, given they've got a bigger stadium. Simple as that. They get the round of 16 knockout match, which is just incredible. But I'm really excited to see BMO at 45,000. I love BMO. People criticize BMO, you know, but I don't need frills in a stadium, right? I like it a real football stadium, and yeah, it's not perfect, but I think 45,000 at BMO could be rocking. It's gonna be a ton of fun. That first match on, is it the 12th, right? June 12th, 2026, I think is the first match.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Canada will play one in Toronto, two in Vancouver. You can just imagine, right? The feeling in the build up to that opening match. It's gonna be something that we've never seen before, Craig.
No, it's amazing. And a lot of people are talking about the, you know, flipping over to the West Coast. It's not ideal, but it is 6 days later. The 18th is the next game. So I don't think that time change should be too much of a factor for the team, to be honest.
No. If they win the group too, they'll stay in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Up until the 16th.
Yeah. Right. And the U.S. are playing all their group stage games on the West Coast, aren't they? So
now the draw isn't until January 2020. Six, right? I think it's 2026. It'll be January. So obviously we can overthink this. We have no idea what kind of draw Canada will be, and they should be a seeded team though as a host, I would think, if that hasn't been announced already. So I say a weaker group. Listen, this expanded World Cup, 48 teams. Fingers crossed they get an easy group. But let's be honest, there won't be an easy group for Canada. I did love seeing Mauro Biela up there though. Getting some exposure. He sounded really good, by the way. He was slick.
Yeah.
What are the odds that Mauro is still manager by the World Cup? If he is, that's a really good sign that they qualify for Copa and did well at Copa, right, Jimmy?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think we all know Mauro. Great guy. He's a good coach. Loves the game. He's represented this country. And I mean, look, the ball's in his court right now. He's got to go out there, perform, and show that he's a worthy candidate to take this position. And if I'm him, I'd want to be in that World Cup at home, hosting, being the head coach of Canada. So this next game is so important, especially for his chance to get it and for his career in Canadian football.
There's an incredible amount of pressure on him, but it's the type of pressure that you really invite and you want, because it's an opportunity that most people never get a chance to do. And he's got a chance to hold on to that position. And I hope he does a really good job, and I hope he does hold on to it. Yeah. I mean, it's up to him. It's there. He's got a grasp of it right now, and it's for him to lose.
Do you think that's a done deal, though, if he gets the team over the line, they win that game against Trinidad? Do you think that it's his position to lose at that point? Do you think they give him the head coaching job and take away the interim tag?
Well, we'll have to see. I'm not sure. I think that anything in football doesn't surprise me anymore. So there'll be a lot of people. We've heard of some big names that have come along that are interested in this national team position. So it's going to be difficult for him. But he's
surprisingly big names
play well. Yeah,
that's the problem too with football. I mean, like he could get the job, and then all of a sudden go into Copa America, and you're thinking, okay, here, you know, he's the guy. He's going to lead us. He's going to get us to the World Cup. If they go to Copa America, shit the bed. He could be out the door. Mm-hmm. And there's no security in football, so you get this opportunity, and like we say, you're hired to get fired. So you hold on for as long as you can. And the end goal is to get to the World Cup. And if you can't get there, but at least he's had a crack at it. And that's why it's so important when you're a manager that you bring in the right people around you, that you trust, that will support you and go through the high times and low times. So it's a difficult position, but you know, it is up to him to hold on to.
We're also in a position where we have a squad of players. Okay. They haven't, you know, there's been some results that haven't been great recently, but we have a squad of players that really could rock some boats and sort of eyeballs toward them. Like, this is a really good squad of players that are capable of doing something really special in 26.
Yeah. And if we can keep getting these players, getting them to bigger clubs, like Dejan now going to Inter Milan, like the more we get these players playing at the highest level in big leagues, big clubs, it gives you more of a chance as well to be successful.
Of course, big concern right now is Alphonso Davies. He's been shut down for 3 weeks through injury. And with that game on the horizon, hopefully he comes back refreshed 100%. But that's obviously of grave concern right now. Do you think, though, from a coaching standpoint, Dubs, listen, let's be honest. You're right, Jimmy. There's a good group of players, but what can they do at a World Cup? Do you think it's more important to get the right coach in or a bit of a salesman, someone that can be a bit of a face of Canada building up to the World Cup and through the World Cup?
No, I think the sales aspect will take care of itself with Canada being one of the co-hosts for that World Cup. I think it would help to have a big name, maybe to bring those peripheral people in. Wonger disagrees, but I think you focus on what's going on with the team and the relationship of Mauro to those players and the core of that team, and to making sure that that's healthy so that these players can build and really have 26 on the horizon, and you're hitting these key benchmarks, you're qualifying for Copa, you're having some success there, versus bringing in a big name for some flash and maybe thinking more about the fans and the eyeballs. I think you really have to focus on what's going on in that dressing room and the relationships that are going to be building now with 2026 as your end goal.
Wonga, why are you shaking your head?
I just think it's always better to have someone who is comfortable in front of the microphone, who can not only talk about what's going on in the dressing room, but relate that to the people who want to watch. This has to be treated like a one in a million opportunity. And I can't think of someone who doesn't feel comfortable doing those things, being this, making this event as good. You're always looking at missed opportunities. And I feel like Canada is the champion of missed opportunities, especially in football. And that's why you need someone who's not only, and I know Dubs didn't say, oh, we can't have someone who doesn't do sales. I think sales / marketing, it's all mixed in. Herdman was really good at it. I think he lost his way a little bit at the end there, but he was really good at it. And I think it has to be someone who's very, very comfortable selling Toronto, Vancouver, Canada as a destination to make these games not only stand out, but be unique amongst the three countries.
Well, I think if commercial viability is your primary motivation for a coaching hire, I think that has, you know, that's, it's going to go all wrong and go sideways on you pretty quick. I get what you're saying. You have to agree. You have to not pretend it doesn't exist, but you really need to be focused on the internal messaging and those relationships with the players.
Can you do both? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I'm sure that you can, but I think like your main focus has to be on who that coach is, what their philosophy is, what they envision for 26, but what they're going to be doing right now in short-term goals and success, qualifying for Copa and success.
You guys always talk about how players have to be professional. Coach doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, that I think that Dubs is bang on. You need a coach that's going to come in, get the team playing in the right way, because at the end of the day, what you're trying to sell is the product. And if the product shit, you're not selling that. You could be the best salesman in the world, you're not selling it. But if you can get the on-field tactics right and the team is playing good football, they're organized, they're together, they're winning games, now you go, you can sell whatever you like.
I think the fan fest is the most important thing.
Fan fest.
We know, Craig, I mean, who can sell is the players, right? They've got to realize and do this the right way as well and understand that Canada's bigger than they are. And I do wonder in some cases whether that is the case. I think some players are putting their own personal deals way ahead of the Canadian deals, because there's some big names there.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the type of thing that we've never really dealt with before, is this like massive star power that these players expect a certain level of professionalism. And I think that that's what John Herdman battled with and looked for private money to try to help out that, to make sure that he had a staff of, that could deal with it, and a professional group of people that could really have a go at a World Cup or qualifying at a way that we've never seen before. But it is different when you're dealing with star players, and managers have to deal with that as well. But at the end of the day, when you have an opportunity like 26, and remember, home countries have done some pretty amazing things at the World Cup. We go back to 2002, and when you look at South Korea, you know, being at home, you have an opportunity to do something really, really special. And with a good, decent draw, which I think Canada will get, big World Cup, but it's, they have an opportunity, in my mind, to get to a couple knockout games.
Exciting times for sure. Before we go, I don't want to mention the big news this weekend too for Canadian side of things is that Julien de Guzman announced as Red Bull New York's sporting director. Big step up for Julien. Jimmy, you were obviously a teammate of his and know him very, very well. A Canadian getting an opportunity at a big club alone makes this a positive story. Does it not?
Yeah, it does. Look, I love Julien. I've always got along with him. I loved him as a footballer, as an individual off the pitch. And it is great to see Canadians get these opportunities. I mean, far too often we always say Canadians don't get these chances, and it's great that he's in that position now at a big club in Major League Soccer. So I hope it all goes well for him. It's a lot of work. It's a hell of a job that he's got to put together, but good luck to him.
There's a lot Canadians in MLS get chances in the United States. I mean, Pat Onstad's been a general manager. You look at what Frank Gallup's done. Mike Sweeney being part of a club, American Club USA.
Mark Watson, obviously there for a
Mark
long time.
Mark Watson, general manager in Minnesota, left there last year, but had done a very good job over the period of time. Yeah, and now Julien. So, yeah, it's a difficult job because MLS isn't – is a quagmire of rules, and I hope he grasps that pretty quickly, because it's a difficult thing that we saw with Toronto FC early on. And when Beznochenko came in here from head office and knew these rules inside and out, did an amazing job because of all that and knowing head office and all these really incredible rules that are just unique to MLS. You have to know that inside and out. I hope he does.
In Montreal, the assistant sporting director, a guy named Vasily Kremenzidis, he's Olivier Renard's kind of right-hand man, and he's just got an encyclopedic mind when it comes to all of these MLS ins and outs and the rules and regulations. And so Julien coming, I think he had some experience at the Fury before they kind of shut things down, then at Simcoe, but as technical director, so not really as an executive. But so I wish him the best of luck, because as Jimmy said, and as you alluded to, Forrest, it's great to see Canadians get opportunities, but you hope that he finds success.
Remember when football people used to be, you know, men in sheepskin jackets smoking cigars? Remember those days, you know? Big personalities, bit cheeky, you know? Now they're nerds. I prefer the old days.
Nerds, no shit, Charms. Nerds get shit done.
As you always remind us, I know they do. They have taken over the world. Too bad they haven't taken over this podcast. Or have they? Hashtag broadcast. Mm-hmm. All right. So listen. So many great games in the weekend. Stories. The Prem. We haven't got time today. I think today was more of a celebration. A look back. There are other podcasts that talk about those games, and I'm sure we'll get to them later this week.
You keep saying that. Don't say no.
Plus, Liverpool lost. Don't need to talk about it.
Chelsea lost. Exactly. Liverpool lost. Everton and Tottenham tied. Draw.
Actually, Carrie, did you want to talk about the chant that was going around Stamford Bridge?
Oh, that was so good.
You're fucking shit.
We're fucking shit. Yeah, own it. We suck. It's okay.
It's unreal, isn't it? See, Thiago Silva's wife has been tweeting.
Oh.
In the embers of that game, she says, "It's time to change. If you wait any longer, it will be too late." What is she talking about? Does she want Poch out?
No.
That's what it is. Is that her way of pitching Thiago? He's leaving Thiago in Captains of the World. He's a lovely guy.
He's leaving the toothpaste cap off and doesn't put the toilet paper roll on. She was talking about that.
Yeah.
Also, TFC, I know it doesn't mean much because it was exhibition, but Insigne and Bernadeschi scored in their first exhibition against Nashville, I think it was, right?
It means something. For sure.
Does it mean anything, Jimmy?
You're building it, right, Jimmy?
No, it's preseason.
Come on.
It means nothing.
It means they couldn't get rid of either one of them.
What's that?
It means they couldn't get rid of either one of them.
We've all been there before. You had an amazing preseason, beat teams, and then you get relegated. Preseason means fuck all.
Yeah. Or you have a shit preseason and end up like getting promoted.
The worst preseason ever. You're at the top of the table 6 months in.
Yeah.
Preseason. Didn't we have an argument with Dickie about that years ago? About preseason? I made some comment about preseason and he couldn't disagree with it more. I forget what it was now. He gets so angry about it. I think as a coach, he probably thinks it's important, unlike these guys.
He was angry about everything.
That is true.
You
He's
guys
angry about
we
waking
need to
up in the morning.
We need to repost some of those Deitch episodes because I don't really know him very well, and I don't think I've ever listened to an episode with him on it.
Oh no? Okay, for sure. We actually he had some comments.
Oh, he was better than Jimmy.
Oh yeah.
I'll definitely go back and listen now.
Remember when we were to get into the back of that pickup truck when we were going to do a picture?
So funny. We've got a picture of it somewhere, haven't we?
His jeans were so tight and his hips are so seized up.
So locked. He couldn't get in the back of the truck. We had to pull him up.
Yeah.
John, please. What a disaster of a human being. But a great guy. What a great guy, though. And a coach and a successful, hopefully, fingers crossed, successful coach. I think he will be, actually. Boy knows his football, that's for sure.
Tough job there.
Sharms, go into the private chat. There's some things you have, some homework you have to do before we log.
Yeah, no, I'll get into this. Well, Kerry, by the way, how was the supporters club's parlay? I'm assuming we lost.
Oh, we lost, yeah. The Villa women drew, so.
Cruella de Villa lost?
Cruella de Villa lost, yeah. Our Villa exacto with a beer shot chaser went out in the first shot.
How about Luton Town getting that? Was an unbelievable game.
So many goals this weekend.
Yes, man. We haven't got time for this, right? I just said that. They've already tuned into a different.
We got lots of time, Sharns. Where are you going?
my other job.
I got nothing to do.
You guys can hang on. You can stay on.
No, let's finish it up. Come on.
Hey, JC, big day. Big day for you. Tonight, it premieres the new show.
Yes. Timber Titans premieres tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern and 7 o'clock Pacific on Discovery Channel in Canada or stream on the CTV app. And then to our American friends down in the South, on February 18th, it premieres on the Weather Channel at I'm not sure what time. But please tune in because I get nothing extra for that.
Hey, what would Tyson say about the 500th show?
What's that?
What would Tyson say about the 500th?
Well, let's find out. Guys, this kind of takes me back to when I was fighting Buster Douglas, and it seemed like we were going for 500 minutes. Really, it turned only out to be a few rounds, but it was just a remarkable accomplishment for all of you to be at your 500th episode. I like to listen while I'm in the bathtub with my tigers. Now, keep in mind, we had to move into a much smaller place, so it's a very tight quarters for me and my tigers. But we managed to fit in the tub just fine. Me and my 38 kids, my wife, and then I like to perform. I like to do special plays, you know, kind of like a soccer match, but it's with boxing and tigers. I call it tiger boxing in the bath. Well, congratulations, Footy Prime. Here's JC.
Thanks, Mike.
Whoa,
that's amazing.
What was that? Speaking of special guests, we have a special message from someone else from the future.
What?
Hey, Sharms, Dubs, Cracker, Jimmy B, Wonger, and JC. It's Thomas Hewitt. I hope you all can hear me fine in your advanced stages. I suppose I should be louder. I'm here to send a fucking massive congratulations on 500 episodes. What you guys have done to grow the game in Canada deserves some sort of award. Maybe this accomplishment will even make the newspaper. I do hate to be the bearer of bad news, though. That is not the fastest way people get their news anymore. Might not find out about this, but that's still not the point. And all kidding aside, I hope you all are proud of yourselves. You've all definitely earned a few rounds of golf and certainly drinks on the senior discount. I won't have to deal with for a very, very long time. Have a good one, everybody.
Oh, Thomas Hewitt. Thomas. Yay, Thomas.
He could literally be our grandchild. You know that, right?
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah, good. Now, you know what, Thomas, like you mentioned from the future, he is the future of broadcasting in Canada. There's a great talent base coming up through the ranks that are competing. It's not competing. They have taken our jobs, and they will continue to take our jobs because we are over the hill and past it. But this platform, we shall remain. But yeah, Thomas, you're brilliant. Keep doing what you're doing, mate. And we'll have you on the show again at some point very soon, especially with the CPL season just around the corner as well. TonyBet.ca, thank you. You're a good friend, a great partner. Sprinkle all your hard-earned money at TonyBet.ca. And, of course, FuboTV.com. It's just a sprinkle. It's just a word, Dubs.
I know.
You don't need to gag every time we say
it. I can't help myself.
Titties.
Undies.
Panties. Moist.
God, she's a complicated person, isn't
she?
No,
she is.
I'm really not. Oh, don't say not. Titties. Don't say panties. Not
or
hard.
Sprinkle. Or sprinkle.
Yeah. Sprinkle, yeah. Not the same category.
Sprinkle in the panties.
FuboTV.com. Make sure you subscribe and watch all your football on that great platform. I had time. Hey, JC, can I ask if Nigel's around very briefly?
I suppose. To close it out?
Yeah. Close it out, Nigel.
I don't know. Hello! Footy time! It's me, Nigel Nigelson. Fresh release from on parole after the incident with all the young men. Wanting to wish you all a happy 500th episode. Although I am very upset that my boy Deech and his beautiful, shiny, bald head is nowhere to be found. But I will check my dungeon. I'm sure I have someone who can take his place. Congratulations once more. See you in 2024. Moist panties.
What about the sherry? The sherry.
Oh,
the
another sherry. Yeah.
God, I miss him so much. I'm actually crying right now. Oh my God.
But we'd also. Oh, sorry.
Nigel, sorry, Wonger. It wasn't only Forrest that hated him. Wasn't there people on in socials?
Oh,
or
yeah,
on
they hated
that
him.
Absolutely that's why he despised went away. Him.
Okay. Yeah. They found him very offensive. Mm. And that's back in the days when we cared about offending people a little bit. Not so much anymore. All right, everyone, thank you so much. Thank you to our loyal listeners. Kerry Ryan, you are the greatest. Thank you so much. This has been Footy Prime. We might be back for episode 501. Cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Beck. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG.
Nicely done. Honestly, I am crying right now.
Wonger, you never said what I interrupted you and you never finished your thought.
Oh, I was just going to thank everyone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.